Ron, let's talk a little bit about trade and the hog market. What are some of the things that you're seeing as we begin and kick off 2016?
Well, it looks like we're going to have a bit better year on the trade picture for hog producers this year than last. Pork imports were up 10% last year. We're looking for a small decrease in imports this year. As far as exports is concerned, we exported almost 2% more pork last year than we did in 2014, and we're hoping to see that improve again this year.
When we talk about exports, what are some of the things that need to happen for us and for pork producers to see more exports of their product this year?
Good question, Megan. Have an adequate supply, and it looks like we will. We're expecting pork production to be higher this year than last year, and so that will give us lower prices and help be more competitive. One of the real challenges that all of U.S. agriculture has faced in the last year or two has been a very strong dollar. The value of the U.S. dollar against foreign currencies is very high. That makes U.S. products look kind of pricey for most foreigners, and so that's hurt exports. Hopefully, we'll see a little bit of weakening in the dollar. That should be positive for pork exports and beef exports and most any product that the U.S. has to export.
You mentioned at the end of 2015 there's a little bit of an increase or an uptick. Is that a good predictor and maybe a good predictor for this year?
Well, yeah, it's always nice to have trends going your way, but one month does not a trend make. Yes, December was a positive month as far as increased exports and reduced imports. But for the fourth quarter, it was a better quarter than the previous ones. The overall trend is headed our direction. We're optimistic anyway that we're going to see a better trade picture here in 2016 than we had last year.
Looking past 2016 into 2017, does it help to have those production plants coming online next year, and will that benefit pork producers as well?
Well, yes. We've got two large new slaughter plants under construction in the United States, one in Michigan and one in Iowa. That will add to slaughter capacity, and that's been a bit of a problem fourth quarter of last year, and then probably again during the fall of 2016. We're going to have a situation where packers are going to be putting in lots of overtime in order to handle all the hogs that are available. Well, it costs more to run plants in overtime and pay the salaries, and so those extra costs come out of hog producers' pockets by and large. And so with the added kill capacity, there should be a little less overtime pay and a little better and higher hog prices, we think.